Hey everyone, welcome back. And I know it's been a while since I've been here. If you have been following me, you know I was pregnant and I had the baby. He's almost, 2 months old. And so I've just been trying to get back into the groove of things. And let me introduce myself a little bit. I'm Jeray Williams. I am a postpartum coach helping new moms achieve balance. And I'm currently going through this season again. So it's just so amazing that I could give you the tips that's been helping me and grounding me and keeping me balanced during this time. It's a hectic time. It's a big transition because if you know, I already have a two-year-old. Well, he just turned two last week and I turned 28 last week. We have two, our birthdays are 2 days apart. But yeah, it's been such an amazing journey. It's tough having two under two, but it's doable. It's doable. Every day is different. And I know that I just take my time and really lean in on my husband. Like, our teamwork has been just tremendous and I'm just grateful to have him. I'm kind of like balancing this thing out. Like, if I'm with the baby, if y'all see me rocking, I'm holding the baby. But we've been trying to rock this thing out doing teamwork, like he's with the toddler, entertaining him and doing the things that my toddler needs, and I have the baby, or we're switching so that I can spend time with the toddler as well. I won't tell y'all that. I don't know, but yeah, so let's get into it. So today, as I was going on my walk, something hit my spirit, and this is why I'm dressed in workout clothes, because I had walked this morning and I had that time to change or anything. So we're doing a real video, a realistic day in the life of being a stay-at-home mom and just, you know, just showing y'all behind the scenes. But I got this revelation that I wanted to share with you guys, and I constantly have to remind myself why pivoting is important. So especially as a mom, like, things don't always go our way. Like, sometimes you have these expectations of how things should look and how it should go in your head, and you have this whole imagination of what it looks like, and then in that moment when it happens and it doesn't come out as possible, it's like overwhelming or frustrating, and it makes you really like just resent what's going on or just want to just scream, yell, be burned out. I really can relate to that, because even today it was tough because my husband had to go to work early. So usually in the mornings, he's watching the toddler, managing him, like feeding him, making sure he's dressed, playing with him, so that when he does leave for work, that, you know, the toddler is somewhat calm until we're able to leave the house. And the baby just, he's in a phase where he wants to be held 24/7 now. He wants to be with mama. And I was like, okay. So my husband left and I'm trying to entertain the toddler and rock the baby to sleep. And then during that time, I'm like, okay, I still need to do my walk, because that's what grounds me. I'm not able to drink coffee because I'm breastfeeding and it makes him cranky. So I found something that keeps me grounded and boosts my energy up for the day. And so I was like, okay, let me walk. So I finally got the baby to sleep and started walking. And during that time, you hear him sucking on this pacifier. But during that time, it was like 12 minutes into my walk and he woke up. I was like, okay, I'm gonna grab him. Because during that time when I'm walking, my toddler, usually we have a play mat next to the treadmill. He's playing with his toys and doing his thing. Like, that's his independent time. Like, do what you need to do. So then what happened, I was like, okay, I'm gonna walk with the baby on the treadmill to get my last 3 minutes. Mind you, I go a little slower pace and just hold him. But then my toddler wanted to get on the treadmill as well. I'm just like, okay, like, it's not working out. But what I did was like, okay, I told him, all right, sit on the mat and I'm almost there. So after that, I'm like, okay, they really need to get out of the house, because usually we're going to the library, outdoors, just finding something to do for the day so that we're not in the house all day. And so what happened was, my toddler, he's in his playroom where I am now. That's what you see in the background. He's in here doing his thing, and I'm over here trying to call him, put his shoes on. Meanwhile, the baby's crying because I put him in his rocker, because I'm trying to clean up my toddler's breakfast mess that he had. And by the way, y'all, he wanted spaghetti today, so it was crazy. It was a lot happening. And this is like the reality of being a mom. And so instead of me like taking that step back, in that moment I was very overwhelmed. I was just like, okay, I'm calling him, like, come on, like, let's go. And then the baby's crying, so then I'm like, okay, let me take a moment to calm him down before we leave. Y'all, it turns out we weren't even able to leave, and I was just like kind of frustrated, because I'm like, I get out the house, they get out the house. Like, we get out the house for each other and our mental health. Like, sometimes being in the house too long gets you antsy, or like, you need sunlight. I feel like you need sunlight every day for the most part if you can't get outside. And so what I ended up doing was taking that moment, and then I took a step back, I put the baby to sleep, and me and my toddler was just doing some learning. And I tell y'all this story because it's so important to pivot. And what I ended up doing after I put the baby to sleep, me and the toddler, we took a step back, we did some learning, we did some kinetic sand, and when the baby woke up, I'm like, okay, we're gonna get out this house. But instead of getting in the car and going somewhere, we decided to just take a walk around our apartment complex. And so we went and did a little walk, and everybody felt better. And so now that's allowed my toddler to come back in. He took a nap, went to sleep right away. My son, my baby, they get on and off. So like, when the toddler sleep, the baby like be up, it's whatever. But it was just so important to know, like, you have to pivot. So in my head, how my morning was gonna look, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do my walk, then the baby gonna wake up, I can clean up, blah, blah, blah. Didn't look like that, and that's okay. And I just wanna tell other moms, it's okay to pivot, because you don't wanna be in a space where you're overwhelmed and upset because you couldn't do what you thought it was gonna be. Find a new way. Find a way that's going to make you still happy and achieve it. Like, we still left, but maybe we didn't go and get in the car like I thought we would be doing today, but you never know, because the day is still young. And I just wanted to share that experience to know, let you know that it's okay to pivot. It's okay to be overwhelmed in a moment and address your feelings. Like, I know for me, I'm constantly reminding myself, like, this is a season. This is not forever. Like, if I have my toddler screaming, having a tantrum, and then I have a baby screaming, like, I know it's temporary. Yes, in the moment, I could be in my feelings and be like, oh, Lord, help me. But I've found ways to center myself and pivot and just be okay with where I am. Also, if you noticed, I did cut my hair, and I'm loving having this shortcut, y'all. It's making me happy. It may not look like it's vibing right now because, you know, she needs some love, but that's in the store for another day. But yeah, just don't be afraid to pivot, and just making sure that you take care of yourself. Find ways that's gonna ground you daily. So I know for me, walking grounds me, my quiet time and my devotion, that grounds me. Reading my books grounds me, going outside grounds me. Like, find 3 to 4 things that grounds you every day and is gonna keep you going. Because if not, your mental health is gonna pay for it, your wellness is gonna pay for it, and you won't be able to show up as your best self. You don't want to run out on empty. You want to make sure that you're charging yourself on a regular basis. Like, it doesn't matter what's going on. Because even for my walk, y'all, I could have cleaned up and did different things during that time. And I started it. But I told myself, like, stop. Go walk. And it's okay to take a break and step back and do what you need to do so you can feel your best. Because after I walked, I was like, okay. Like, I did my 15 minutes. Like, you feel accomplished and you feel like you're doing things for yourself. Like, I know for me, I'm still in my postpartum body, and that's okay. But I'm learning to accept where I am and just do the work to get back healthy. And so it just makes me happy doing those things. And I want you to be able to do the same. And I want you to tell me, what do you do to ground yourself, and how do you pivot when things don't go as you imagine? Whether you are a mom, and if you are not a mom and you're watching this, like, what do you do as a woman, or like, as a wife, like, what do you do to pivot when things don't look like how you thought it would be? I know that was a lot. That was a mouthful. But you let me know. And I hope this really helped you guys. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, balancedmotherhood_. And also check out my podcast, Navigating Postpartum, where I release podcasts similar to these conversations. But I'm trying to do more of showing back up on YouTube. But yeah, thank you for watching, and I'll see you soon.